We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We got three good ones this week, all baseball related, of course, because the season is upon us. Let's start, though, with the big conversation that has just still... It's spilled into spring training way longer than I thought that any of us were actually thinking that it was going to go. But MLB free agency is absolutely nuts with two big pitchers, Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, still sitting out there. Matt Chapman just getting signed last week. And him and Cody Bellinger having to take three-year deals. Very similar. They each have opt-outs after the first two seasons for both Chapman and Bellinger. So I don't know if Scott Boras is starting to lose... Like the magic that he's got over MLB teams, or this is right where he wanted teams to be. But fair foul, you guys. MLB teams have gotten wise to handing out eight-year deals to position players over 30 years old. Fair or foul?
I got to say fair on this. I think it's too much of a risk. Now, there are some guys that I don't understand. I thought the Cubs would throw Bellinger a 5-6 year deal. I was surprised he only got a 3-year deal. The Chapman one doesn't shock me. I think Chapman's got red flags written all over it, although I liked him to have a nice bounce back season. I think that's what it is. But at the same time, like guys like Jordan Montgomery, I can understand why you're a little hesitant on him. Yeah, he had a great World Series. Yeah, he was a big part of Texas being great. But he wasn't awesome in St. Louis, and he was less awesome in New York. So I can understand that fear. The Blake Snell one, I don't get. I don't know if he, like, pees in everyone's Cheerios or what, but, like, this guy has two Cy Youngs, has been to a World Series. This guy is blamed for losing a World Series, and it's not even his fault. I don't understand the Snell thing, but, yeah, I think teams are weary of doing that with guys in their 30s, especially if your agent's Scott Boras.
I say fair as well. I think that unless you are a transcendent player in this league, then you're getting that back. You're getting those long contracts. You're getting those 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year deals, whatever the hell they may be. And while Cody Bellinger had a great comeback season, while Matt Chapman is a great player, while Blake Snell is a 2-time Cy Young winner,
yeah,
they are not God's gift to earth as far as making a difference and making that big of a difference to your franchise and your team.
Yeah,
players to have. They're great players to have.
You could argue Blake Snell was fantastic in San Diego's entire time, but what did it do for him?
I want to say 2 years ago, he kind of got beat up a little bit, and it was a little bit higher of an ERA for him. But again, I think that maybe that his first year with San Diego was rough.
Yeah. That he's also coming off being hosed in the World Series.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
buck up.
Kevin Cash?
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of effed that up for
him
a little
bit. I love Kevin Cash, too. That sucks.
Yeah, I say fair just because unless you are a Shohei, a Betts, I mean, unless you are, like I said, a transcendent player that is like this guy, his war gives us 5-6 wins above a replacement player, then, yeah, that's a difference maker right there.
I also think when you start doling out these contracts to these younger players, like Ozzie Albies and Acuna's deal, Bregman's was kind of one of the first ones. Tatis's deal is insane. Julio's deal could be insane. That the new form is that you lock those guys up early. You get them on the first end of their career, not the second end of their career. Nobody wants Pujols. Nobody wants Cano. Nobody wants A-Rod. Nobody wants those deals anymore. It's like when Bryce Harper was like, I'm looking for an extension. I'm like, bro, doesn't your contract go to when you're 39? Anyway.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking of Bryce. I agree with you both on the fair point, because Bryce, I feel like, is the last guy that's going to get north of 30, a huge $150, $200 million deal.
And if Bryce were a free agent right now, he'd get a five-year deal.
Exactly.
He'd get a five-year deal at probably 40 a year.
No, 3 years ago, not so much. But now things have obviously changed. I think the Albert Pujols contract, I think the Robinson Cano contract have kind of made some GMs. It's like, why are you paying for nothing for age 36 through 40? That makes no sense.
I mean, look at DeGrom, Verlander, and Scherzer. There's so much money to pay for old dudes.
But old pitchers are still valuable. Look at what Verlander can do when he's healthy still. If you can keep the velocity up, and even as bad as Chris Sale is, he's getting older, he still has good games. So I feel like pitchers age a lot differently than hitters. I mean, Jamie Moore pitched till he was 49, for God's sake.
Maybe Carlos Rodon should call Justin Verlander.
Maybe Carlos Rodon should go the way of, who is that Cardinals pitcher that sucked and then came back as an outfielder?
Rick Ankiel.
Thank you. He should go the way of Rick Ankiel. All right, fair foul number two. The Los Angeles Dodgers will break the single-season win record of 116 games this year. We've been talking about how stacked they are. The Mariners and Cubs both hold that distinction. The Cubs from 19-0-whatever. Then, of course, the 0-1 Mariners. Do you think the Dodgers can break that 116-win record, fair or foul?
Well, let's go through their schedule real quick.
Oh, God.
Win, loss. Do you know the Dodgers are...
Hold on, we're only at five games. Win.
Do you know the Dodgers are 345 and 720 on a Tuesday night under the lights at Wrigley? That's a loss written all over it.
I'm going to say foul, because even with that Mariners team, like, that wasn't exactly expected. Great team, but nobody saw that coming. You could say that, like, yeah, if any team's going to do it, maybe this Dodgers team, but we haven't seen it since that Mariners team. I'm just not going to believe until I see it. And while that starting pitching is great, I don't think that's going to lead you really, it's the offense that's going to lead you to that many wins. I just can't see it happening. I'm not going to say it will happen.
You know,
I wasn't
around for the Cubs team in the early aughts, so I'm not sure what their bullpen was like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But I do know the Mariners in 2001 had a great manager, had a couple Hall of Famers rolling around, had a great bullpen, 8 players in the All-Star game. I got 2 words why the Dodgers will not win 116 games or more, and that would be Dave Roberts. That guy, no way. Absolutely no way. And again, I just don't love this bullpen. Between Dave Roberts, my concerns in the outfield, and the bullpen, I don't see how you win 116 games. Plus, in today's day and age, it's not worth it. Like, who cares about that record? How many wins did the Warriors have? 74? 73? And they didn't win. I don't think people care about that anymore. I don't think Roberts does. I don't think Shohei does. I don't think Betts or Freeman do. I think they want a title. They want a World Series title. That means more. If that means losing 4 out of your last 6 games, finish with 112 wins, I think they're okay with that. I would say foul.
Outside of the Mariners and the Yankees 98 season, there hasn't been like anybody even come remotely close.
And I would argue
the last like 60, 70 years.
And I would argue the Yankees of 98 are the second best offensive team of all time behind the 27 Yankees.
And you mentioned pitching. Of course, I agree. The Dodgers bullpen is absolutely terrible. The Mariners in 01, they were healthy as heck the entire year. So their starters were good, but they had like – one of the best closers of that area in Kaz Sasaki. They had Arthur Rhodes and Jeff Nelson to set him up.
Yeah.
Both righty and lefty. They had, like, Norm Charlton, original bad boy from the Cincinnati Reds from the 90s. Like, they had a lot of guys.
They had dudes off the bench that could play utility, you know. They had, like, three Chris Taylors instead
of just
one
Chris Taylor. Yeah, they had, like, Ed Sprague back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that was something that they kind of saw. They weren't expected to be that great. They lost A-Rod. They lost Griffey the year before. Like, they weren't expected to. So once they get out to that hot start, it's kind of like, hey, you're looking around and go, hey, you guys want to do this? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. You look around the Dodger locker room, they're like, no, let's be healthy.
Very old Stan Javier rounding out that roster, by the way. So, yeah, you're right. A lot of utility players. All right, guys, final fair or foul. That's all we have time for. Big ol' uniform controversy in Major League Baseball this year. Fanatics and Nike trying to design some lighter fabric that the players can wear, but it has ended up looking a hell of a lot cheaper. Some people have compared it to almost like a pajama shirt that you would wear, like a replica jersey that you'd buy for your kid. The numbers are smaller. The letters on the names are smaller. The colors are off. Cubby Blue isn't Cubby Blue anymore.
Patrick Harris's favorite, a jersey almost.
A jersey? Ooh, I love a good jersey.
There you go. Good jersey. That's kind of what these guys are wearing out there, and they're like $500 each. So fair or foul, after this uniform controversy, Nike and Fanatics, the see-through pants, by the way, not necessarily everybody's favorite either. Nike and Fanatics need to revert back to the jerseys and pants from last year. Fair or foul?
Oh, fair. Like, let's just figure this out. Like, this is too much of a dumpster fire to be dealing with right now. The problem is you know, I used to work in a realm that does this kind of stuff, and it's not that easy to just revert back like that. I do find it funny. I love the CEO of Fanatics who's come out. He's like, look, guys, we did everything Major League Baseball told us to do. This is not our fault. It's like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. All is calm. But you made him, and you didn't try him on to see if you could see your hoo-ha going down there? This is like the most baseball thing in the world. That's why I like desperately try not to talk about it. Because only baseball can do something this effing stupid.
Yeah, just to read his quote real quick. Fanatics has been responsible for making the baseball uniforms since 2017. As a matter of fact.
Oh, 17, great year.
We bought the company that's made the uniforms since 2005, so the factory that we own has been making the baseball uniforms since 2005, and we've been doing it with Nike since 2020. Nike, for all the right reasons, said, we designed the uniforms, because that's what they heard from the athletes, is we want the uniform to be breathable versus a thicker cotton. We want more performance orientation. We want it to be able to absorb sweat, be more stretchable. In this particular case, Nike designs everything, hands us a spec, and says, make this. So he's pulling the whole, like, man, it's not us. Not our fault. We're just the guys that make them.
We're not designers over here.
I mean... Fans have been complaining about Fanatics jerseys, shirts, everything they get from them for years.
Well, Fanatics stuff looks so cheap. You can go, at least up until this year, you could see the Majestic or Nike stuff on the rack, and then the Fanatics stuff next to it. It just looks so bad in quality comparable.
I blame this Michael Rubin guy. He has he's got his way into the pockets of all these leagues and all these players. And made people like him with his fancy white parties. My girlfriend even knew who he was.
Really?
I brought him up.
I don't even know who he is.
Because I was telling her, I was like, oh, yeah, people are pissed about these MLB jerseys. Apparently Fanatics, the CEO, is, you know, trying not to say. She's like, is that the guy that throws the white parties every year? And then
wow.
I was like,
it's because of him?
And I was like, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And that's what I'm saying. He has found his way into the office, boardrooms, talking with these athletes, getting cool, throwing parties with Lil Baby there, white parties with Jay-Z showing up.
So weird.
Again, I blame him.
I blame everybody, but more importantly,
he tried to be too cool without worrying about maybe we should make these jerseys just good. And him to blame Nike.
Nike's like, huh, good one, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Fanatics was the one that produced
it. Trust me, our slave labor overseas makes the finest you've ever seen. I blame everyone involved, but more importantly, I blame this man.
Corey, you thrilled our fans.
It's clearly Manfred's fault. It's all Manfred's fault.
All right. Finishes the quote by saying, that said, Nike is an incredible partner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.